Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right now, let's find out what's happening with the COVID report. And joining us is Dr. Daniel Israel. He's a GP in private practice at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you, Kathy?
All right, thank you. No fevers. You still have your taste. You still have your smell. No metallic in your mouth, right?
They all seem the same, these things these days, eh?
Have you had COVID?
I haven't had it. That's what I know about.
Which is actually quite amazing.
I haven't, but I might have had it without knowing, which I think is with a lot of South Africans, but I haven't had it, no.
Okay. Let's talk about the Pfizer report about adverse events.
So there was a recent Pfizer report that came out that listed the adverse events that happened or that people got after having the Pfizer vaccines. And it's really taken quite a bit into social media because people have said, you see, it's a 38-page report of side effects. And people have taken and said, you see, Pfizer's only post-marketing data. So they're saying that they're only releasing it now because they had an interest to get their product out there. But there are quite a few articles that one can look up, and they explain just the process that has to happen for any new vaccine or medicine. And that is that legally, they have to report any side effects that anybody reports. So when a patient gets something strange that happens to them, they say that it's from the vaccine, and then it needs to be listed. Now, they give examples in some of these articles, like somebody, there was a kid who had swallowed a coin and then got a very sore stomach. And then they said, no, the sore stomach is from the vaccine. So when you look at the analysis of this report, you see that only it had to be more than 2% of the people had reported a certain complication for it to be considered significant. And the only ones that were 2% or more were the ones that were really mild side effects. So things like a painful arm, a headache, a little bit of respiratory symptoms for a couple of days afterwards. So really, as much as the report looks as though it's really underlining the real dangerous and hard side of the COVID vaccine, at the end of the day, the reports really are showing that they're very safe. And that really, if you look at this data with a critical eye, it shows that there's nothing really to be concerned about with these vaccines at all.
Dr. Israel, let me ask you a question about just that. I'm old enough to have gone through dozens of vaccines for all manner of things, both for travel purposes and for just living. Compare for us the relative frequency of the side effects for this vaccine versus all of the other kinds of vaccines we've all taken over the years.
So, Brooks, that's a great question. And obviously, I don't have in front of me the data to tell you the exact numbers on that we can pick up next week. But in terms of concept, you know, there are vaccines. For example, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is an adenovirus vaccine. And when you put a vaccine like that on a viral vector, you will get some side effects. Now, there are other vaccines, like, for example, let's just think of a good one that isn't so, I suppose, the anti-tet, or there are other vaccines that give you less side effects. But as a whole, For vaccines that work on adenovirus vector and also mRNA, which is new technology, we are not seeing an increase in the side effects of these vaccines compared to average vaccines. We know that when we vaccinate children with MMR, or we tell parents that they can get a fever for a couple of days, they might not feel well. And that normally doesn't happen, but it does happen. And there's no greater incidence of that in the COVID vaccines than there are in the other vaccines.
That was the point of my question, because so much of the excitement about this report seems to be, oh my gosh, the COVID vaccine is going to overwhelm us, rather than this is a fairly standard medical response.
It absolutely is, and I think
have we lost Dr. Israel? It's gone. All right, so that's Dr. Daniel Israel giving the COVID update.